It is January 31st, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Environmental Markets Association is holding a State of the Markets webinar today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The moderator is former JLN Editor-in-Chief Jim Carruff, now of Incubex, and the panelists are Roman Komarczyk of S&P Global Platts and Jennifer McClassic of Clear Blue Markets. Things are looking up at XG, which just announced record-breaking fourth quarter 2022 sales and two new executive positions. Enix co-founder and CEO Arnand Derossi is now XG's chief product officer, and Larry Waldman joins XG as senior vice president for customer success. Eric McNulty is starting a new position as chief financial officer of NinjaTrader Group, LLC. Sterling Trading Tech announced its appointment of Keith Cacciola as its chief customer officer. Before joining STT, Cacciola was vice president of account management at Aventis. The London Metal Exchange is hiring for its sustainability team. The position is sustainability analyst, and it is located in London. Details are available with the link in today's newsletter. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission is looking for a supervisory equal employment opportunity specialist, associate director, in Washington, D.C. Dan Nunez-Cohen is joining Crypto.com as vice president of policy and regulatory affairs. Former hockey great Bobby Hull has died. He was a member of the Chicago Blackhawks, among other teams. He was also an ambassador for the Blackhawks for many years, and so many people from this industry have had their picture taken with them. The pictures are being displayed on social media today, honoring his passing. The IFM is hosting a virtual conference, Derivatives Markets Go Green, ESG Emissions Trading and More, on February 23rd and 24th, 2023, at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then again on May 2nd and 3rd. Sponsored by the Institute for Financial Markets, the course provides foundational information about ESG markets, government and investor expectations, and what factors are driving growth and product innovation. It will also show how these unique types of derivatives can be used to manage financial risk related to ESG. You can learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our Open Outcry Traders History Project, Gedan Hirshton, Part 1. John Lothian News talked to Gedan Hirshton, the founder of GH Financials, for our Open Outcry Traders History Project. This is Part 1 of a two-part video conversation with Hirshton. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Reuters. J.P. Morgan reviews oversight of traders amid boom in financial markets. Sources. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company is working with KPMG to improve how the U.S. bank supervises its traders, sources with knowledge of the review told Reuters, as Wall Street wrestles with how to spot potential wrongdoing during a securities boom. KPMG is reviewing J.P. Morgan's oversight of traders across the bank's markets division globally, the people said. The bank's revenues from buying and selling bonds and currencies and stocks rose to $29 billion in 2022, the largest among the top five U.S. banks and near a record high. My comment, how often does J.P. Morgan review their oversight of their traders? Here's a story from The Economist. The headline, Have Economists Misunderstood Inflation? Imagine it's late 2024. Inflation in the rich world has fallen from its peak, but stayed stubbornly high. At around 4%, it is well above the level at which most central banks are comfortable. Governments weighed down by vast debts must use precious revenues to pay interest on the debt, which is itself growing because of high interest rates. The energy transition and rising state of spending owing to aging populations add to the fiscal largesse. Raising taxes is politically fraught, so money is printed, inflation stays high, and government's credibility worsens. Central banks are scratching their heads, wondering how their powerful weapon, the interest rate, has fallen so thoroughly. My comment. The economists probably tried to buy a used car in the past year. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Former Alliance fund manager accuses firm and its lawyers of double-crossing him. Gregor Tornant, in his motion to dismiss, says the lawyers who were engaged to represent him in a fraud investigation switched sides to become government informants. A former Alliance SE fund manager who was blamed for losses the firm suffered during a market meltdown sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic has accused federal prosecutors of committing ethical breaches by turning his own lawyers against him. Gregor Tornant, who was a chief investment officer for one of Alliance US's investing divisions, said prosecutors encouraged lawyers that were acting both for the firm and for him personally to later switch sides and used his privileged communications to help build a false narrative against him. My comment, get your own lawyer. Rule number one, your employer and you are not the same and have different interests, and watch out for the triple cross. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was Bloomberg's regulator says FTX's LedgerX auction shows need for more CFTC clout on acquisitions. Second was the Financial Times prosecutors ask court to ban Sam Bankman-Fried from contacting FTX colleagues. Third, only third, was superhuman algorithms could kill everyone in due time, researchers warn, from Popular Mechanics. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg, the headline, ex-Citi analyst who exposed LIBOR takes aim at its successor. Scott Peng says limits on term SOFR use are skewing market, issue likely to worsen unless changes are made, Peng warns. Over a decade ago, Scott Peng was one of the earliest voices to call out the scandal-ridden London Interbank Offered Rate. Now he's sounding the alarm over its successor. Peng says guidelines designed to limit who can use derivatives tied to the secured overnight financing rate are inadvertently heaping risk onto banks' balance sheets, echoing warnings from TD Securities and JP Morgan Chase & Company. Left unchecked, he says, it could pose a significant risk to the smooth functioning of financial markets. Here's a story from the Financial Times. FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried sought leniency from regulators, says Justice Department. Founder tried to transfer assets, hoped to regain control of crypto exchange, prosecutors allege in filing. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried attempted to stall bankruptcy proceedings in the U.S. in November in order to transfer assets from his crypto exchange to foreign regulators, the Justice Department alleged in a filing Monday. Mr. Bankman-Fried hoped foreign regulators would treat him leniently and eventually allowed him to regain control of FTX, according to federal prosecutors. FTX's lawyers wanted to secure the assets for bankruptcy at the time he was trying to move the money, the prosecutor said. And then finally, here's a story from The Trade. Record fines in 2022 as regulators crack down. Financial regulators around the world stepped up their sanctions last year, according to the latest data from Steeleye's inaugural fine tracker, as enforcement actions gained both pace and profile. As financial markets remain in a state of flux, financial regulation is scrambling to adapt to the changing circumstances, with regulators on both sides of the pond in the process of evaluating and upgrading their frameworks. At the same time, there is a strong message being sent that compliance violations will no longer be allowed to fly under the radar, with a series of high-profile fines and penalties hitting the headlines in recent years. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.